So as everyone knows, Jari Park has been out of commission for the last few days and probably really the most depressing week of my life. But fear not, we are back. We're healthier than ever. And what better way to get back in the mix than to welcome our favorite Octagon girl and arguably the most popular guest to ever appear at this here Jari Park, Arianny Celeste. Need I remind you, she's here to grace us with her always unique, always interesting views from the best seat in the house. What's going on, Miss Arianny?
Hello, I am just sitting here resting. I just got done with my workout, drinking my protein shake.
Oh, very nice. You just had a workout. What kind of workout was it this evening, or this morning, actually, we're talking to you?
I did legs, butt, and abs.
Interesting. So were those actual areas that you were looking to concentrate on, you think you needed to improve on, or is it just, you know, that time of the week?
I'm just keeping up with my routine. Nothing real special about it.
All right. Okay, yeah. Cool. I actually never got to ask you this. You know, when you work out, is it more of a cardio weight type of thing, or is it, do you ever, you know, train jiu-jitsu, do boxing, things like that?
You know, I try to switch it up a little because I get really bored. So sometimes I go to a UFC gym and I do, like, kickboxing and boxing with the trainer there. Or I just work myself out at the gyms here. But I'm definitely interested in getting into something. I just don't know what. Probably something like Muay Thai or something like that. Something cool.
Interesting.
Something
All
different.
Right. Yeah, yeah. I think a lot of UFC fans would pay good money to see you Muay Thai. Maybe against Edith. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe if I get really good, we
yes.
can go toe-to-toe. See how many...
All right, so like I said, it's been a while since we last spoke to you after our whole, you know, system went batshit here. But great to have you back. And I actually wrote a post asking the listeners who they wanted to hear from, which fighters, which boxers, anyone out there in the combat sports world. And while we got a couple of suggestions, I got like maybe 30 emails from people just saying, more Arianny. After UFC 81, where's our Arianny interview? Mm-hmm. For a second there, I thought you might have been leaving us, but you're back here. We're all good. And I just wanted to let you know how much the people love you appearing at the park.
Oh, that's cool. That makes me feel good.
See, it's you know, even though we don't have the huge budget yet, it's still going mm-hmm. to some good use, right?
Yep, I've actually got a lot more people wanting to interview me, too, on the radio shows, so... We'll see.
As a result of Jari Park or just in general?
Probably. It might be because of Jari Park. I don't really know.
I think it's because of Jari Park. I mean, the attention that you've got from, you know, other websites from coming on here. But like I like to say mm-hmm. to some of the people that we've sort of made famous, so to speak, you know, don't forget to send the elevator when you make it to the top. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah. I won't.
All right. Cool. So today, very big day for... You, maybe, for any of the other lover combat sports fans out there. Of course, Valentine's Day, a time where, you know, we get so entrenched in all the beating up and the violence and everything, a time to kind of mellow out. Everyone would obviously love to know what kind of plans do you have for this special day?
Oh, man, for Valentine's Day, no one's asked me to be their Valentine yet, so
no.
I'm just going to spend a lonely day by myself. Well, actually, I'll be with the UFC family. We're going to be at the Magic Convention. This is our last day today. We'll be signing posters and taking pictures at the UFC booth. So if anybody's going, come see me, say hi, and bring me some chocolate.
I have to say, I absolutely don't believe you. I mean, I know you're the one that likes to keep things close to the vest, but no chance that that's true. Absolutely not.
I haven't. Been asked yet. There's nobody special out there for me right now.
All right,
just my dog, you know.
You've now just opened yourself up to a flooding of emails and MySpace messages once everyone hears this. But I guess, you know, that's one way to get good love. So, all right, so it's going to be a quiet Valentine's Day for you. But just a couple of weeks ago, UFC 81, Brock Lesnar's debut. A lot of hype, a lot of buzz surrounding maybe the most exciting 90 seconds in MMA history, or at least UFC history, a roller coaster ride of emotions. You were obviously sitting there right in the front row doing your duties as the Octagon girl. What were your thoughts on Brock's debut?
I think it was very exciting. I mean, he came in there like an animal and really surprised a lot of people. Well, maybe not. Maybe he didn't surprise a lot of people, but Frank Mir looked kind of nervous, but I think Frank Mir is a pretty intelligent fighter, so he kind of just conquered it all with his mentality and got him good. But I definitely think Brock is going to do amazing in the UFC. Like, with the right training, and if he learns the right skills, he's just, because he's so strong and so big, and he just made it look crazy against Frank, so.
Yeah, that seems to be the general view on Brock, that he's, in a year or two he might even be the UFC champ, just not ready yet, especially against a guy like Frank Mir with such great jiu-jitsu skills. What was the actual buzz like? Because obviously this wasn't a UFC title fight, and these guys aren't at the level yet of Couture and Liddell, but it seemed from where we were sitting that, I mean, this was on par with any of the huge fights in UFC history. What was the electricity like in the Mandalay Bay when they both faced off toe to toe right before the fight?
The energy was great. Everyone was pumped up. Everyone was cheering. And I think a lot of people actually that I asked betted on not Frank Mir, on
Lesnar.
Lesnar. So they were quite shocked about the whole thing.
How about
How
you?
it,
Did you put any money down on Lesnar?
no, I don't usually bet, but maybe I'll start.
Really? Interesting. We can
Yeah.
now make a whole new segment of like your picks and then see how well you did. And I don't know if that might I think Dana White might have a problem with that, just between you and me and whoever else is
Yeah,
listening. So
I don't like giving my picks usually.
yeah, you're not one, except for when you appeared on Raw Vegas, you gave your picks there, but that was, kind of good exposure. So we understand why you kind of went away from the norm on that, what you used to.
Yeah.
All right, so okay, so you were impressed with Lesnar, sort of. He's got a lot of work to go in his career to be an eventual champ. What about Tim Sylvia, a guy who's much maligned in the UFC? A lot of people love him. A lot of people, probably more people, hate him. A pretty good showing until he finally succumbed to one of the legends, probably the maybe top three greatest heavyweights in MMA history, Antonio Minotauro Nogueira. What did you think of Sylvia almost getting to win the third his third heavyweight crown, but falling just short?
I thought that it was a very good fight. It was a bloody fight. Tim, fought a good fight, but I was going for Nogueira. I do like Tim. I'm not a huge fan of his. So,
Really? Interesting. That
yeah.
always piques my interest. How come?
I can't really say why.
Oh man, you can't just say you're not a fan of someone and then not say why. It's a follow-up question. You gotta have some, some meat to back that up.
I don't know. I can't say.
It's just certain people just rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, I think that's it.
Or he might be, going back to our first time ever talking, he might be that guy who asked you out and you turned down. Perhaps.
I
We'll
don't
leave it
know.
at that.
Yeah.
All right. So, very interesting take. So you were obviously happy that Nogueira came out as the UFC champ. And I got to ask you, before we talked, prior to UFC 81, like 2 weeks before, we had this whole discussion about you kind of speaking to the Jerry Park faithful through the TV cam, to through the TV cameras on the
Did I
pay-per-view
do it?
card. And
I
you didn't
think I
do
did
it.
it.
You didn't do it. We were sitting there watching. We were waiting for the peace sign. And I know a lot of other people were as well. And lo and
I
behold,
know
you.
I did it several times. Maybe it just wasn't aired.
It probably was during the undercard bouts and hence doesn't really count. You know what I mean?
I do remember doing it a couple times
So you
actually,
did do it.
but
All right. Well, UFC 82 is coming up. I think we need to take this up a notch. I mean, you kind of let us down there with the peace sign. I mean, I sort of believe you that you did do it, but nevertheless, you kind of have to see it with your own eyes. So let's go for another shot at it. UFC 82. Let's try to do that. All right.
okay, I'll make sure it's on the main card.
Yeah, you got to make sure it's on the main card because people don't see the undercard bouts. It's on UFC.com, but you never know who's looking at that kind of stuff.
Okay.
I was actually talking to some of the other people here at the Park headquarters in New York City, and we were trying to think of a way of sort of getting repaid because it was a big deal for us. No peace sign on national television. We sort of built it up, and we were thinking that the best way of you to sort of repay is. Obviously it's a big thing in the internet world, MySpace. I think that you should put Jerry Park's MySpace page as one of your top friends, just for a week. I'm not going to say forever because that would be a bit crazy, but at least give us that kind of love where we get the recognition. We know you have 8,000 friends. You didn't give us the peace sign. I think it's the least you can do. What do you think of that?
Okay, I'll think about it.
All right, she'll think about it. So, all right, something to think about. MySpace, peace sign, just a cute couple things. All right, so UFC 81 afterwards. Any good parties? Any good run-ins? Oh, there were tons of celebrities there, obviously. Pro wrestlers were in the house, athletes in the house. Anything cool that we could maybe report to everyone who was dying to be in your shoes after all the festivities at UFC 81?
I got to meet Stone Cold Steve Austin, take a
Oh,
picture
wow.
with him. There was a couple of wrestlers there. I just don't know their names. I took pictures with them. My friend Rob Dyrdek was there. He's the guy from Robin Big. There's a couple athletes. I forget their names.
What was Stone Cold like?
He was stone cold.
He was Stone Cold, really? No
He
personality.
wasn't very friendly.
Really? So
No personality.
did you go up to him for the picture or did he come up to you?
No, we had our friend Leslie go ask him. I didn't know who they were, but Edith did. So she's like, "Hey, we should take a picture with them." So I said, "All right." And Leslie went up and asked them, and so we took the picture.
Now, did you take a picture with another bald wrestler guy, Kurt Angle? He was wearing a suit. He's another good friend of Jerry Parks. Did you have to take a picture with him?
It might have been him. I don't know. The only one I knew was Stone Cold.
Was Stone Cold.
And let's see, Exhibit was there. We took a picture with him.
Now, where are these pictures? Where can people
Barry
see them?
Bonds was there.
Yes,
Yeah, that
actually,
was it.
Barry Bonds was very interesting because when they showed him on television or on the big screen there, everyone was booing him. Did you notice that? What do you think of that?
I don't know.
I mean, do you
I
think it's
don't
kind of
keep
fair that
up with
people hate the guy
dates.
just because he took steroids or allegedly took steroids, or do you kind of?
I don't think that's fair because a lot of people do it in sports. They just don't get caught.
So you think he's kind of getting a bad rep here?
Yeah,
Interesting. So
I
you
do.
so you so, so I guess you could say, like, with all the stuff going on in sports right now, even Roger Clemens recently, Barry Bonds, obviously, Mark McGwire, you say, well, it wasn't illegal at the time, so you can't really fault the guy for trying to get an edge, right? Do you think
Yeah,
that
I
they
think
do a
so.
good job in MMA of sort of weeding out that, pardon the pun, but weeding out that drug culture and doing enough testing and whatnot?
I think they do. I know it's random, but I think they do a good job of it.
What about you guys? Do you guys get tested? Octagon girls?
No.
No. I mean, just for you, it was that was an easy setup for, like, the classic, Fresh Prince line about the maid in heaven on the back, when someone checks your label, but that was, I guess that would have been pretty weak on my part. All right, so no, okay, you're down with Barry Bonds. Got it. Any good parties or anything afterwards that we missed out on? Because we were invited, we just couldn't make it, you know what I mean?
I heard there were some great parties, but I did not make them
You
because
didn't
I was
attend
sick.
anything.
Yeah, I just went home. But there were some crazy parties. I heard a lot of people had fun, so
Any crazy
more
gossip or
power to
anything
them.
that you could hook us up with of any fighters or anything?
I heard Rampage was dancing on tables. He's kind of
Really?
crazy like that.
Is
Yeah.
that how he gets down? Is that sort of a usual Rampage type of a thing to do?
He's a character and he plays it up all the time, so he's very funny.
All right.
Very funny.
All right, so now let's talk about some other cool things going down in your career. Like I said, we haven't spoke to you in a couple of weeks. Forgot to mention or sort of congratulate you on your appearance on the E Channel. 12 most sexiest jobs in Las Vegas, I believe it was. I don't think they actually had a countdown, but you guys were featured, you and Edith. They actually didn't really even show any interviews from Edith. It was all you, which had to have felt good, especially since she's kind of boning you with the whole black suit, red suit thing. So it must have felt good to be featured on E, right?
It was definitely cool. I think I probably know a little bit more about what to say because I've been doing it longer, so that might be a reason why they didn't show her as much. And she was very nervous, I remember that day, so.
Yeah, that must have been like one of her first days on the job, right?
Yeah, it was actually the first day we met. We
Wow.
did a whole huge photo shoot together, and it was really weird because we had just met, so.
Are you guys starting to get along better? You know, obviously Allie leaving.
There was never any tension between us, so that's just a bunch of rumors.
No, but I'm just saying, you know, like Allie leaving, it's your one of your good close best friends, and now this other person comes in, replaces her. Obviously, there's a sort of feeling out period. Are you kind of over that at this point?
Yeah, I'm over it. I mean, Allie, she is a good friend of mine, but this is my job, so you have to be professional, and I'm not one to like be rude to someone, especially if they haven't done anything wrong to me, you know?
Absolutely. And how do you think she's been doing in her first few events? There was actually one time at a weigh-in, she wasn't there. I think there was the show in Newcastle and everyone was speculating where she was. Was she fired? Did you hear about all that stuff?
No.
I think it was like the Newcastle show. She wasn't there, but she ended up showing up, so it was, I guess, no big deal. I also wanted to talk to you about.
Sometimes what happens is she's getting flown in from Canada, so sometimes they just bring her in on the day of.
Oh, it
So
saved money, right?
I think that might be it, yeah.
Okay, interesting. All right, so that clears that up. Also, 944 magazine contest. You were pleading with all the people who frequent your MySpace page, your website, to vote for you. Did you actually end up winning that CoverGirl contest?
Yeah, there's a cover contest, and you just go to 944.com, and the only annoying part of it is you have to sign up, like you have to put your email in and stuff to vote. So, but I mean, it's just a fun thing. My friend told me to enter, so I did.
And did you win?
It's still going on, actually.
Oh, really? So it's still going on. So where can, for those that don't know about it, where can people go and vote for you?
You go to 944.com and it's cover contest. You just look for cover contest and look for me. I'm in a green bikini sitting octagon side.
Obviously. And is there some sort of results updated that you know at what kind of place you're in, how many votes you need, or is it kind of a up in the air at this point?
It's really up in the air, but I haven't really been keeping up with it just because I kind of did it for fun. But I think I need a lot more votes to go.
Okay.
So get online.
All right, so everyone get the hell online if you love these interviews, if you love Ariani, get online, vote for her, 944. Dot com. By the way, was that R. Kelly that I heard in the background there on your ringer?
Yeah.
Nice. So you find out. We're always on the ball. We're always trying to find out as much info as possible. Thanks for not picking it up. We've had people pick up in the middle of the interviews. It gets kind of awkward. I have to talk to myself. So very much appreciated. Other big news. Actually, we've heard rumors of big news involving yourself. But there's like
Okay.
several things I am trying to get it out of you. You're very hard, like I said, keeping things to the vest. You know, you don't close to your vest. You don't like to let the cat out of the bag. I thought you were sort of felt comfortable at the park. You know, kind of remind you of your old days. But you've yet to let the cat out of the bag. Are you ready to let the cat out and tell everyone what is the big news involving your life right now, career, whatever?
No.
No. Awesome. What if we sort of ask you of the rumors that we heard, and then maybe you could give us a yes or no, but obviously promising that you won't lie if we did ask.
Okay, you can ask me.
All right. So one of the rumors that I heard was that you were planning, or if not imminently, were leaving the UFC in the next couple of months. Is that true or false?
That's completely false. I
Completely.
love my job and they love me.
So you no plans within the next year or anything to leave the UFC?
No.
All right, interesting. Okay, this is kind of like the moment of truth, that TV show. Another rumor that I heard, you obviously have your singing career, budding singing career, videos of you online singing, that you have scored a record deal and you're coming out with a new album. True or false?
I am singing, I am recording, but I have not signed a record deal. I'm working with several different artists here and in LA, just trying to get a demo done. It's a long, hard process, but I think it's basically who you know and if you have a good voice. So I'm definitely pursuing that. It's something I love to do, but
well, obviously you have the good voice part down. It's now just a question of who you know.
Yeah.
So is that the big news?
I mean, it's a part of my life. It's what I'm up to right now lately.
All right. All right. Interesting. Okay. So the music career, if any, you know, music execs, record label, A&E guys, whatever, if they're listening, sign her up. You know where to find her. Another rumor that I heard, and this was the last one, I heard three of them. So you can say yes or no to this. And this is kind of taking a page out of the WWE books, because everyone knows that they love to have their divas grace the cover or grace the pages of Playboy. We heard a rumor that you were actually going to appear in Playboy magazine. True or false?
That's up in the air.
Up in the air. Interesting. So is this something that's been discussed with you? Is this something that's been brought up? Do tell.
I can't really talk about it.
That's it. So it seems as though we kind of are getting a little warmer with that one.
It's something I've always thought about. I think Playboy has approached me several times, at least 4 or 5 times. It's definitely a big, big step in my career, and I'm thinking about it a lot, whether it would be a good thing or a bad thing. So it's definitely up in the air.
So why don't we help you sort of make that decision? What are the kind of pros and cons that you're weighing right now?
The pros would be, you know, you get a ton of exposure.
Obviously.
Cons would be, I'm really focused on my singing right now. It's what I love to do. And, you know, sometimes being seen nude, depending on what you do, could hurt you, could hurt a singing career. Maybe not so much an acting career, but singing, it's kind of tough.
So you're just afraid that people might view this in a negative light and not take you seriously in your singing career if you did pursue this?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when was, like, how fresh is this kind of offer out on the table? Have they contacted you recently, or is this something that's kind of like an outstanding offer whenever you kind of want to decide you can go and contact them back?
I've talked to, like, the girls from the show, the girl next door and stuff. I personally, like, emailed them back and forth. So it's kind of just up in the air, you know.
So they're trying to pursue you, kind of. They're trying to recruit you, almost.
Something like that.
Something like that. All right. Interesting. Have you ever been to one of the, obviously, I'm sure you have, but have you ever been to one of the Playboy Mansion parties?
No.
Really?
I might end up going to one of them soon, though, because Holly invited me.
Wow.
The blonde.
So, yes, the blonde. I think they're actually all blonde.
Oh, they're all blonde. Right. Yeah.
But I know who you meant. She's the one that's closest with him, sort of. With him being
the really pretty one.
Right.
They're all really pretty.
They're all really pretty, right. You keep correcting blonde. Yourself. All right, so that's very interesting. Is there a sort of final question on this? Is there a sort of timetable where you have to get back to them and let them know your stance on it?
No
timetable open. Do you have to go to the UFC for something like this, like to ask their for their blessing, or is it totally up to you?
It's kind of either or.
Interesting. So you could do it if you want, but you would probably go and ask them for their blessing beforehand, if I'm reading you correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, if you want to know my opinion, and you probably don't, but I'll give it to you anyways, I think, you know, you're right on with the whole singing career thing being taken serious, and just to make that, you know, obviously everyone, you know, it's, you know, Playboy's a big deal. You want to have that on your resume, but it's definitely something to think about, where you don't want people to think that you're doing that just to get on the map, so to speak. You know, sometimes it could work against you. Obviously, it could probably usually work for you in bet more ways than it could work against you, but I definitely think that you clearly have the right mindset going into this and not jumping in like maybe some of the other WWE girls have done, because really hasn't done for them that much that it would have if they didn't, you know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing. There's plenty of playmates that have made something of themselves, but there's a lot of them that people have no idea what they're doing now. And I don't ever want to be that person. I want to be very, very successful in whatever I do, whether it's acting, singing, doing my own clothing line. I mean, whatever I want to do, there is a possibility as long as I push myself that hard. And I have a great team behind me, too, that believes in me. So, I mean, it's not a horrible thing, but...
Right,
you know,
no, absolutely not a horrible thing.
Definitely
but
something to think about.
Trish Stratus, very famous WWE diva. She was offered many times, turned it down, still never did it. And some might say that she's more popular because she never did it, left some to the imagination, whatnot, and didn't really go that route. And still one of the most popular, famous, whatever, divas in WWE history. So I think a lot of people are going to hate me, but you now know that Jerry Park, we're in it for you. Best interests involved, best interests in mind. You know what I mean?
Thanks. Who was this girl?
Trish Stratus was WWE champion, multiple time, really known as like the ultimate diva, and they call diva like the women wrestlers there in World Wrestling Entertainment. And she was kind of the one that revolutionized it, because not only was she obviously pretty, former fitness model, you can obviously find her, Google her, Trish Stratus, and came to WWE, and like I said, was the best wrestler of her time. And also the best looking one, so a natural fit for Playboy. They offered her many, some I heard the record offers. They wanted her, and she always turned it down, said it wasn't something that she was interested in. And just, I think it was like a year and a half ago, retired from WWE. She did a show on CBS, did a show in Canada, just doing hosting things. So obviously didn't derail her career. So, you know, I'm sure the same with you. And I know a lot of people... you know, would give you arguments as to why, but she's a perfect example of someone who that didn't go that route. There's hundreds that did, but just someone to keep in mind. You can maybe even, you know, try to find her, ask her advice, you know? Why not?
Yeah, that's cool. Very good for her.
All right, cool. Glad we had that talk. All right, before we let you go, wanted to play this fun little game with you, because I know, you know, we just talked about all the serious stuff, the business, time to let loose, Valentine's Day, all about loving... all about not hating, all about, you know, good thoughts, good feelings. Are you familiar with the game? And a lot of people who know me know I'm a huge admirer of Howard Stern, kind of like my idol in the radio world, a guy who I've tried to pattern my career after, which I'm doing probably a horrible job at. But are you familiar with the game F, Marry, Kill?
No.
All right. That's kind of surprising. But anyhow, F, Marry, Kill. Basically, you present someone three people. And you ask them, who of this group would you F, marry, or kill? So, you know, you just have to pick which one. And you know, it's a fun game. You play with your friends around the fire. You know, you have a couple beers in you. It's just a fun game to play and just get a sense of, you know, where your thoughts lie. So I was wondering if you wanted to play it, you know, just we'll get to see kind of insight into Ariane's mindset and, you know, what your likes and dislikes are, so people can pattern themselves after that. So you down?
Maybe.
All right. So I'll take that as a yes, because I don't really know how to respond to a maybe. So let's start with the first one. So like I said, F, marry, kill. You just have to choose one of the three. Just have a couple here just for fun. Valentine's Day in the spirit, you know, trying to get in the spirit here. Very easy.
Okay.
We'll take the three kind of Brad Packers of our era. George Clooney, Brad Pitt, Matt Damon. Of those three, who would you choose to F, marry, kill? Now, you can look at it as...
Oh, my gosh.
It's a fun game, right? You can look at it as, you know, well, marry, you know, you're going to obviously be with this person forever, but, you know, and you can say, well, you'll have obviously chances to sleep with this person forever because you're marrying them, but the whole part of the F is like, you know, the who you have instant attraction to, the lust, and then you kind of want to kick to the curb type of thing. You know what I mean? That you just want to get it out and then stick with the person who you kind of love to marry. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So what are your choices for that one?
F. Brad Pitt.
F. Brad Pitt, all right.
Marry George Clooney.
Really?
He's very manly. He's just got that rugged, manly look that looks like a husband, you know?
I agree.
I don't think I'd kill Matt.
Yeah, that's pretty much what you're saying, though. You're killing Matt.
That's sad.
That is sad, but you know, it's part of the game. Matt's got to go. I'm sure he's doing fine for himself. But interesting, Brad Pitt, and you know, Angelina, watch out if he's listening, Brad. You got a fan in Ariane. Okay, let's move on to the next one. And you mentioned, you're a singer, you love American Idol, so this one's kind of in the spirit of American Idol. Simon
Okay.
Cowell, who I'm sure you know, right?
Oh, okay.
Randy Jackson, who I'm sure you know.
Oh, okay.
Paula Abdul.
I
The
think I'd
judges.
kill all of them.
No, you can't kill all. First of all, not a smart answer. After everything we talked about with the Playboy, I mean, why would you want to kill the people who might hold the fate of your singing career? Simon Cowell has a record label, Jackson record label. These guys could be listening. Don't underestimate Jerry Park. So think about this. Obviously, you don't want to sleep your way to the top, but, like I said, think about it.
No. I don't know. I can't answer that one. It's too hard.
You can't answer
Maybe
that
I'd
one.
marry Simon. I'd marry Simon.
Really? So you marry Simon, and then.
Oh gosh, no.
You just said it.
It doesn't make sense. That whole one doesn't make sense. It would never happen.
No, but just for the sake of it, I'm saying you're gonna marry Simon, F Randy, kill Paula. I mean, Paula's kind of done, right? Does it make it easier if I throw in Ryan Seacrest in there or no?
Not so
Not
much.
so much. All right, not a big fan of Seacrest. Okay, moving along. Just a couple more to go here. It's a fun game, right?
You're gonna try and get something out of me and
No, I'm
not gonna
not. I'm
say,
not.
oh.
Okay, Valentine's Day, as you probably know, the Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue came out. Did you see that?
No, but I get the Sports Illustrated calendar every year.
Oh, really?
I look
Okay.
at
So you
Hot Girls all year. Yeah.
absolutely a bevy of hot girls. Okay, so Sports Illustrated swimsuit issue just came out. The cover girl this year, Marissa Miller. Are you familiar with Marissa Miller? Victoria's
Yeah.
Secret. Okay, so she was on the cover. So this is kind of like an all-star of swimsuit issue cover girl models. Marissa Miller, Heidi Klum, Tyra Banks, F. Mary Kill. Obviously, we're having fun here, you know.
I'd F Marissa, kill Tyra, marry Heidi Klum.
Really? Why kill Tyra?
She's annoying.
Yeah, she's really annoying with her talk show, but I gotta give you've gotten 10 extra points in my book because Marissa definitely number one in my book. Great, great choice. You have to,
Yeah, she's
other
very
than
hot.
my beautiful fiance, but she, we're talking fantasy land here, so Marissa is definitely a great choice. Have you ever had a chance to meet her?
No, I haven't.
All right, we'll try to set that up for you. We got connections. Okay, so moving along, let's talk about UFC famous fans, okay? Famous fans of the UFC right now. Chuck
Okay.
Zito, Michael Clark Duncan, Kevin James, F. Mary Kill. I'm sure you're familiar with all those
I
guys.
don't know any of them.
You don't know who Chuck Zito is?
Oh, Kevin James. I know Kevin James.
Yeah, Kevin James, the big guy, King of Queens, Michael
I
Clark
would
Duncan.
marry him.
Okay, you'll marry him. Michael Clark Duncan is the guy from The Green Mile, the big guy, big,
Ooh.
huge guy. And Chuck Zito, Hell's Angels, he's had all the fights. I'm sure you know who he is.
I don't know those two.
You don't know those guys. All right, so we're just
No.
gonna go with Kevin
Kevin
James.
James the cutie, though.
All right, wow, he gets all the love. Okay, next one. We're talking funny men, comedians, guys that make you laugh. Howard Stern, my idol. I had to throw him in there, give him the props. Do you know Jason Mayhem Miller? He's a fighter. He's a guy who thinks he's funny. He does all the jokes. And Joe Rogan, F. Mary Kill.
None.
None? You hate them all.
I'd marry Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler. All right, she's going off the board, and she's marrying Adam Sandler. Very interesting. Also, another favorite actor of mine. So you don't give an F about all three of those guys.
Joe's my friend. He's funny, but I
But.
wouldn't do either one of those things
Right. Maybe marry, just to help the guy out, but definitely not the. You don't want to kill
to
your friend, and certainly don't want to F him. It's very
He
dangerous.
called me the hot chick from another planet, so I gotta love him.
All right, you gotta love him. Okay, so Joe's good in your books, but he kind of gets exempt from this game. Okay, here's an interesting one. UFC officials, so to speak. Big John McCarthy, I know he's a former guy in Nevada State, left, but whatever. Bruce Buffer, Mike Goldberg, F. Mary Kill. Come on.
Neither.
You took the fifth on the last one. You gotta go with this one.
Let's see, I'd marry John.
You'd marry John, okay. Now it's
And
down
none
to.
of them are the other ones.
Oh, come on. I'm gonna go with Kill Goldberg, F Buffalo.
No. Ew, no.
No?
This is a hard game.
This is a hard game. All right, two more to go, and then I'm done. And then you could go and think about your answers later today. All right, this is the promoter special. These are the guys from all three worlds that we love so much. Some love them, some hate them, but I'll let you decide, have the final say. Don King, you know who Don King is, right? Vince
Yeah.
McMahon, Dana White, F. Mary Kill.
None.
Oh, come on.
Mary Dana.
Mary Dana, that's it. She knows who's paying the checks. And what about King and McMahon? I'm going to say you're going to kill King F. McMahon. He's notorious for his large grapefruits, as he loves to say. Yeah, it's kind of weird for a 6-year-old guy to say talk about that. All right, last one. This is the biggie. This is the one where it all culminates. F. Mary Kill, all right? It's the MMA special. You knew we had to do it.
Gosh. Okay.
George St. Pierre, Roger Huerta, Josh Berkman, F. Mary Kill. You gotta
Oh
do it.
my gosh. I can't do this.
Come on, it's Valentine's Day. Everyone's listening. We've built up to this. If there's one thing I've learned from Howard, you gotta build up to that moment.
It doesn't make sense.
Why
I
doesn't it
can
make
never do
sense?
anything like that.
Why doesn't it make sense?
Because.
All right, I'll play with you on this front. You can take one person out and enter someone in. If you don't feel comfortable with one of the people there, you can kind of make a swap. Are you down with that? And then play it. I'll give you the wild card.
I don't want to do the MMA one.
All right,
It's
no
too
MMA.
political.
It's too political. You're right. All right. Can I say my prediction for you, or would you rather not?
Sure.
All right. What I would say you would choose, I'm gonna go with. Okay, obviously you're gonna kill Josh Berkman. Let's get that out of the way. Then I'm gonna say you're gonna marry Roger FGSP. It's my prediction.
Wow.
It's my prediction. Just from what, just throwing it up in the air. You could think about it. Feel free to say, whether I'm right or wrong. But really, we know where your answers lie. Fun game though, right?
Definitely interesting. Definitely would never happen in real life, but it was fun.
No. Of course, and that's what it's all about. Fantasy, Valentine's Day, all that good stuff. Ariani, before we let you go, anything big, anything you want to plug, mention to the people listening, anything out there in your world?
Just if you can go to 944.com and vote for me. Keep sending me comments. Can hardly get to the messages, so sorry about that. If you do feel butthurt about it, I'm really sorry. It's only my space. Yeah.
It is only MySpace, and definitely do not bash her. We learned that she can be a whole different person if you bash her. You don't want to piss this girl
I'm a
off. So,
spicy little Latina, and I do have a temper on me.
trust me, I know firsthand. We've had a lot of fighters get mad, but these emails were quite scary. So don't piss this girl off, Ariane. Thank you very much for stopping by again. Views from the best seat in the house. We've kind of spiced it up. Valentine's Day. Thanks for playing along. Thanks for being such a good sport. We'll talk to you after UFC 82.
Cool. Thank you.